Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Figueroa. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason misplays the ball. That's an error on Mason. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kelly fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kelly. Munson moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive towards short. Mason reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Munson moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munson tags and scores. Chambliss tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta. White reaches second base with a double. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nettles moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nettles moves to third. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Brett pinch hits for Jim Essien. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Chris Knapp now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Pete Vukovic now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to third for the out. Gamble moves to second. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 3 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Gamble scores. Mason goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.